Hey, everybody, this is Tim Mackey at Bible Project. In the last couple of weeks, this coronavirus pandemic has disrupted our whole world, hasn't it? It's created a sense of instability and uncertainty that is new for a lot of people. Of course, in many parts of the world, lots of people's lives are unstable, people wondering where their next meal or paycheck is going to come from. But this is widespread for more people in a way that is brand new. And, you know, it's interesting. So many things happen inside of human beings in moments of crisis. Our instincts to self-preserve, and we begin to cultivate scarcity mindsets, sometimes because of real things that are happening, but also sometimes irrationally. And you probably know this. It's been happening inside of me, too, this drive to go to self-preservation mode and protect myself and the people that I care about. And without even knowing it, I neglect or become very unaware of the difficulties of the people who are right around me in my own neighborhood or city. In this week's meditation, in the Scriptures and the Bible Project generosity video, we're going to think about the fact that Jesus of Nazareth was no stranger to this same kind of social instability. Jesus grew up in a militarized zone with a foreign occupier, Rome. Roman taxes were oppressive, and there was social upheaval on a monthly, yearly basis that made life really hard for Jesus and the people that he loved. And yet, as he went around announcing the kingdom of God, he invited his followers to a really different kind of response. He said that our obsession with self-preservation is actually going to make us even more miserable, first of all, and more anxious, but that also we're going to go on creating and reproducing the very thing that's making us all miserable. Fearful people reproduce fearful people. And according to Jesus, the only way out of the spiral is to actually elevate the needs of other people as more important than my own. And the best way, he said, to do this was through acts of generosity. There's something about generosity that can break the spell that fear and self-preservation can have on all of us. And so that neighbor who was a competitor at the grocery store for the last package of toilet paper, in Jesus' mind, that person could become a friend if I was just to open my heart to them and share what I have. So we're going to ask you guys to meditate on the teachings of Jesus about generosity this week. What would it look like to put his teachings into practice? Are there some people in your apartment building, on your street, who they need to know somebody's looking out for them? And maybe that somebody could be you. Maybe there are some people who don't have any of the thing that you stocked up four times more than you actually needed. I don't know. You get the idea. It's a moment like this where the generous love of God that came to us through Jesus has the ability to really transform relationships and do amazing things. So let's meditate on the teachings of Jesus, on this theme of generosity in the life of Jesus and the story of the Bible, and let's allow God to push us out of our comfort zones to think about how we could love our neighbor as ourselves in this following week. So we hope this is helpful for you, and God bless you in the next week.